We live in a mixed-up world. We live in a world where many people are confused. There are many people whose minds are filled with confusion about the very simple and basic issues of life. Who is God? What is this world in which we live? Who is man? What is the Bible? Who is Jesus Christ? What is right and wrong? There are many of these issues that people are mixed up about today, and the reason that they're confused is that they don't understand the Bible, or they do not believe the Bible as they should. And so what we're doing is going back to these basics. We're looking at some of these fundamental matters of life, and we're going straight to the Bible to do so. We've been looking at who is God. We've been talking about the kind of God that we serve. And when people really understand who God is, it will help them to see everything more clearly. We've also looked at the world. What is the world? I'm talking about the physical order, this material universe in which we live. What does the Bible say about the world? Unless we have that down, unless we have that in our understanding, then we're not going to see this life as we should. So we spent several lessons talking about the world from the viewpoint of the Bible. Now today, and in these next four lessons, we're going to look at the simple subject of man. We have to have the right view of mankind if we're going to see the world as we should. And so we ask the question, what is man? Who is man? What is our nature? How we look at life to a large extent depends on how we answer those questions. Now, if we have the wrong understanding of who we are and what our nature is, then we're not going to see life as we should. But if we understand who we are according to the Bible, then that's going to help us to understand and to see our way clearly through this maze of life that we find ourselves in. Now, when you ask the question, what is man and who is man, you're going to get different answers from different people. If you ask a psychologist who does not believe in God, who is man and what is man? He's likely to tell you that man is simply the product of his environment. If you ask a scientist who does not believe in God and does not believe in the Bible, what is man or who is man? Then he's probably going to tell you that man is just the result of heredity, that he is the product of his genes. If you ask an evolutionist, who is man or what is man, then he's going to explain to you that man is simply an animal, nothing more and nothing less. But what we want to do today is to ask the question, what does God say about us? If we're going to look at ourselves the way that we should, then we're going to have to find out and we're going to have to acknowledge what our Creator says about us. If we look at ourselves from our own human perspective, we're not going to see things as we should. If we listen to other people, as mankind talks about mankind, then we're not going to see this issue as we should. But if we listen to God, if we hear God in the Bible talking about who man is and what man is and what his nature is, then that is going to help us to see through this life in a more clear way. Now, what we want to do is to go back to the very beginning in the book of Genesis. And we're going to start in Genesis chapter 1, just to lay the foundation here. In Genesis chapter 1, beginning in verse 26. Now, we're not going to dwell on this first passage that we're reading today. We're just laying the foundation. We will come back to it in later broadcast. But for right now, I just want you to notice what the Bible says about God creating man and man's nature. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, the Bible says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Now this tells us some very important things about the nature of man. We will develop these. We will talk about these more, as I said in later broadcasts. But notice for right now that the Bible says that we are made in the image of God. Now, that's not the physical image of God, because God is a spirit. He's not a physical being. We are made in the spiritual likeness of God. That is absolutely vital to remember in this day and age in which we live. The reason that so many people today are mixed up about right and wrong, about the purpose of life, about their life in general, is because they either do not know or do not acknowledge what this passage of Scripture says. The Bible also tells us in verse 27 that God created the sexes, that God created male and female. Again, our world is completely confused about that simply because they don't acknowledge that God Himself, as the Creator, in the beginning, created male and female. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. Now, what we want to start with today, in particular, is found in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Genesis 2, verse 7, and we simply want to emphasize the point this morning that God created us as physical beings. He created our body the way that our body is found. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, the Bible says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground." So the basic fact is this: your body is made of the dust of the ground. Your body is made of the material elements of this earth. God made us from the dust of the ground. And in Genesis 2, verse 7, the Bible says, "He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." He became a living being. Now in Genesis chapter 3, we find in Genesis chapter 3, of course, the story of Adam and Eve sinning. And after Adam and Eve sinned, the Bible says that God pronounced certain curses. He cursed the serpent, first of all, in verses 13 and 14 and 15. Then the Bible says that he cursed woman in verse 16, that is, the body of the woman. In verse 16, "Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee." So the pains and the sufferings, especially associated with bringing children into the world, when we think about that sorrow and that suffering, we have to remember that this was something that started in Genesis chapter 3. The Bible tells us in verse 16 that her sorrow and her conception were greatly multiplied, and that from that point on, she would bring forth children in sorrow. In other words, the pain of bringing a child into this world is much greater now. Now, beginning in verse 17, the Bible says that God cursed the earth. The earth does not bring forth like it did before Adam and Eve sinned. It's much more difficult now. Now it brings forth, as the Bible says in verse 18, thorns and thistles. And so in verse 19, here's what God said. "God said to man, in the sweat of your face shalt thou eat bread till thou return to the ground. For out of it wast thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return." So one of the things that is just a fact of life, folks, is that we are living in a mortal body. We are living in a body made of the dust of the earth. And that dust is going back to the earth where it came from. Anytime that people ignore that, anytime that people try to dream their life away and imagine that we're going to be able somehow through our technology to overcome death and to do away with dying, they're deluding themselves. They're deceiving themselves. This is a part of life. We live in a mortal body. And so if we're going to see life as we should, if we're going to have the right outlook, the right perspective on life, we're going to have to admit that we live in a mortal body, and we're going to have to recognize that every day that we live. Now let's turn next to Psalm 90. Psalm 90. Now here, the psalmist is talking about life and how brief it is. Psalm 90 and verse 10. The days of our years are 70 years and 10. Generally speaking, the Bible tells us that about 70 years is going to be, in general, the length of life on the earth. And if by reason of strength, in other words, when you have a case or when you have cases where a person is strong enough to live longer, he says here, 80 years, that is 80 years, yet is their strength, labor, and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. So earlier in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, you read about people who lived to be hundreds of years old. But by this time in the history of man, when Psalm 90 is written, and to this day as well, we find that 70 to 80 years is going to be your normal lifespan. That's Psalm 90 and verse 10. And so again, when we look at life, why is it that there are people who almost tell themselves, they almost deceive themselves into somehow imagining that their life is going to go on forever, that their life could go on for 150 or 200 years. That's the way that many people base their lives. That's the way that they live their lives anymore. They just assume that they're going to be here for many, many years longer than what the Bible says. So if we're going to look at life in the way that we should, we need to admit the facts. And one of those facts is found in Psalm 90, verse 10, 70 to 80 years. The last passage is Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. And here in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, beginning in verse 1, the Bible uses a very figurative, a highly poetic way of illustrating what happens to us as we age. That begins in verse 3, and it goes all the way down through verse 6. I'll let you read those verses for yourself and to yourself because we don't have time in this broadcast to read them. But it is a very beautiful passage about something that does happen to us in life. Well, the Bible says then, beginning in verse 7 of Ecclesiastes chapter 12, "Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was." That's death. When we die, what happens? The dust, that is our physical body, returns to the earth just like it was. And the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. The spirit returns to God, and God, of course, places judgment or pronounces judgment upon that spirit, and then we go either to heaven or to hell. But the Bible tells us that the spirit lives on forever. However, the dust of the earth, out of which our bodies were made, is going to return to the earth just like it was. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 7.